So then,
I appeal to the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of the Messiah, and as one who will share in the glory that is to be revealed. Do the proper work of a shepherd as you look after God's flock, which has been entrusted to you, not under compulsion, but gladly, as in God's presence, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. You should not lord it over those for whom you are responsible, but rather be an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that won't wither away. In the same way, too, the younger men should submit to the elders. But let all of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. You see, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the lowly. Humble yourselves then under God's powerful hand, so that he may lift you up at the right time. Throw all your care upon him, because he cares about you. Stay in control of yourselves. Stay awake. Your enemy, the devil, is stalking around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, staying resolute in your faith, and knowing that other family members in the rest of the world are facing identical sufferings. Then, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you in the Messiah Jesus to the glory of his new age, will himself put you in good order, and will establish and strengthen you and set you on firm foundations. To him be the power forever. Amen. I have written this briefly, and I am sending it to you with Silvanus, whom I regard as a faithful brother. My main point is to urge and bear witness to you that this grace in which you stand is the true grace of God. Your chosen sister in Babylon sends you greetings. So does my son Mark. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Peace to you all in the Messiah.